Oh, baby, how can I
can count on you like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do.
All my life, you're a friend of mine.
It's Cece and Adam.
Well, I need to call out Jen Z over here for being a liar.
Right out of the gate.
We are literally 10 seconds into
this. Yeah, welcome to the Momillennial Podcast.
I would like to refer everybody's memory back to last week's podcast when we were talking about people's last meals.
Oh, yeah.
Fun fact, I did not really understand what Ellie was saying.
Not at all.
There is a show.
Yes.
Where people create celebrities' ideal last meals. I thought this was a whole prison thing that I heard last meal, and I thought people in prison got to order their favorite foods from their favorite hors d'oeuvres, and I was so confused.
Well, that's true. That's what it's based on.
Okay.
Well, and then I took it to the next level and thought, if an asteroid hits tomorrow, we're all wiped out. Yeah. I'm getting my cheeseburger.
Yeah.
And your Chick-fil-A shake.
Do you remember what Gen Z reported as her favorite food? And I don't care if you choose the appetizer she chose or the main course.
It was expensive. It was like Boursin cheese
with
bruschetta.
Yeah, the first two letters right, you were close.
Youth minister budget over
and then
here.
Do you remember the main meal she chose?
Wasn't it like a steak filet mignon?
Yeah, it was a steak.
It was.
With like some kind of special potatoes.
So guess what happened?
She doesn't like it.
We are at a wedding shower for her this past weekend, which is why she's in town.
She's in the studio today. Yes, we're live in person.
Do you know what happens at wedding showers or showers of any kind?
It's not like the weird candy bar in the diaper game, is it? Or is that baby
showers? You can do that for baby showers.
Okay, all right.
Play games. They're just kind of fun icebreakers.
It's fun.
And so the host of the shower had asked Ellie a bunch of questions, and then everybody's job was to come up with the answers. But it's high stakes because there are prizes involved.
Right.
There are prizes.
Right.
So one of the questions was, what was Ellie's favorite food?
did she say bruschetta? Did she say steak?
No.
She's like a whopper.
She said sushi.
What? That's not even on the ground anymore. Now we're in the water.
In my defense, my alternate for an appetizer would be a spicy tuna roll.
There's no defense. There's no defense.
There's no cow
on the podcast. You had said your last meal is bruschetta and steak, and then when I lost out on a prize because sushi came out of nowhere, a food I've never eaten in my whole life.
That is true.
And there's no cow in sushi. Last I checked,
No.
Now maybe cow is like her favorite last meal, but this is just a favorite everyday meal.
Yeah, if we have to pick out like a nicer restaurant, I want to go sushi.
A little salty. So are tuna rolls, if we're being honest. But interesting. So it could change. I used to talk to friends about food moods, and nobody believed me. But this is, I think, what happened. It's a real thing.
Food moods.
Some days you're in the mood for tuna rolls. Some days you're in the mood for filet mignon.
Honestly, I would agree.
Absolutely.
So at this particular shower, your food mood was
sushi.
Tuna rolls.
Sushi. Which I did check because I was filling out the questionnaire the night before. And I looked over at my fiance and I said, if you had to ask, like if you were asked what my favorite food is, what would you say? And he also said sushi. So I was confirmed and being able to pick it.
On the podcast, proudly shared. It was very clearly stated. And I lost.
Last meal, yeah.
Her own mother lost.
You didn't get my first job right that you drove me to. That could have been a point in your favor.
I was thinking like a real job that your mom didn't get for you.
Now here's the real question. What was the prize?
It was a really cool blanket it was one of those blankets that you can sit on the beach and no sand comes
through.
It was
like the no sand, like beach towel.
That is fancy. Yeah. That is like the filet mignons of blankets.
Whatever.
Yeah, wow.
Whatever.
So now you're going to be all sandy all summer.
I'm salty.
Your other daughter won it, so you'll be able to use it plenty much.
Have you ever tried to borrow anything from Piper? I don't think so.
She'll borrow anything from you, but once you flip the coin, it doesn't work the same.
I was going to bring it on spring break, but here's the problem on spring break.
Everything.
I have been ordering I ordered a new pair of Birkenstock sandals that are due to arrive tomorrow. I ordered a new pair of shorts, and I ordered a new bathing suit. For whatever reason, I thought fuchsia and hot pink would be my vibe for spring break of 2024.
You know those Where's Waldo pictures? And we're going to be like, there's Cece.
You'll be able to find her anywhere.
The model of the website I was looking at was tan. I'm never tan ever. And I thought,
did you book a spray tan before said vacation?
I'm going to after the fuchsia hot pink. I'm actually sending it back and getting a black one.
Oh, wow.
I did find a company that makes swimsuits that I really like. They fit me really well. I feel good in them. But the fuchsia and hot pink, it's image.
Now, did you have a swimsuit already from last summer?
Yeah, which I wear in the hot tub, and so it's faded and a little baggy.
It's seen its day, I guess.
It's seen its day. So it was a great fit. It was a great fit. It was a little too fuchsia.
Too much.
And then the shorts were a little shorty. Oh.
So you're thinking, okay.
I am approaching, as we all know, fitty.
That's for bikini season, dementia season.
Yeah. Big difference, but you know, what are you going to do?
I think I had a little bit of dementia when I was ordering these things. Who am I exactly?
You've always been a bright fuchsia gal, though. Your outfit for my wedding is literally bright fuchsia. Pink. It's literally fuchsia.
And it's a pantsuit. With pockets.
I love it. From pool to business deals.
Yeah, man.
Anything in between.
It's really cute.
Shout out to all the ladies today. You guys have a tough life.
Yeah, we do.
We just throw on swim trunks and we're out the door, us guys.
We have a whole thing. You got to prepare for it. I've got to get legs waxed. I got to get a spray tan.
You want to talk about vacation girl prep? Talk about wedding girl prep. Let me tell you, that is on another level.
It's probably $100,000 just to look great.
I've been running around like a chicken with my head cut off this week. I've had 2 bridal appointments like every day. And my fiance is just sleeping and taking a nap.
Hey, he's got to be rested for the big day.
I guess, which is 100 days away, FYI, from today.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
And we're all going to be at the wedding, by the way.
We are.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm pumped.
Party hard.
You better appreciate the perfectly placed veil, the perfect curated eyelashes, the updo, downdo hair situation. It's all a thing.
Earrings, the alterations.
The whole thing.
If I don't pull away the distraction, I'm wearing a hot pink suit. After I get
my
legs waxed.
We would look weird if I was wearing a hot pink
pantsuit
and you showed up in a hot
pink tux with the hat to, you know, the Monopoly hat to mix.
Oh, there you go. Nice little top hat action. Yeah.
That's going to be so fun.
I'm excited. I really am excited, but this week's busy.
Because what's wedding planning is like up and down, right? There's seasons where everything's set and okay, we're good. And then you get within like 2 or 3 months and
it's like
panic.
Go time. It's go time.
Right.
Which we're approaching go time.
So it's like go or nothing.
Everybody
now.
Has asked me, this is the question everybody asks, okay? And it's so funny if you know me. How are wedding plans going? They're saying to me, I didn't make any plans. I have a very type. Eliana took a test one time that was how type A are you? And she was off the charts.
A plus, A plus, A plus.
Never anybody scored higher than Ellie on type A.
No, we took this in AP Psych my senior year of high school. And I think your final score was a range between like 20 and like 120. And if you were between like 30 and 80, fairly normal. If you're below the scale, you're type B. And if you're above like 80 or whatever, you're type A. I think I got like an 120.
Top of the credit score list there.
And my psych professor was like, really? And I was like, yeah, you want to see? And he was like, you're very type A. And I said, yes, sir.
Give me a bag of M&Ms. I'll show you.
So pretty much all I have to do is show up at the wedding. I don't have to do anything.
You and Brayden got it set.
Although I have been growing out my hair for a year.
Oh,
I'm normally
hair.
A pixie. Normally, pixie is my thing. But my hairstylist told me that with my strapless pantsuit that I'm wearing, I needed a little something to balance it out. So we've grown out the hair. It's the whole thing.
This might be the longest I've ever seen you with hair. That's
it's
true.
It's really long. I cannot wait to cut it off.
Once it goes over the fence, the ears, as I like to say, it's time to mow the lawn.
I don't know. I might leave it. I'm getting older. I don't know.
It looks cute. Thanks. I like it.
Yeah, it looks good.
Thanks.
So I couldn't do long hair.
No.
You wouldn't. Anybody, nobody wants to see that. for so many reasons. But, well, that's going to be amazing. And what food are you serving again?
Tacos.
Yes. Oh, yeah, we talked about this a few episodes ago.
You get a margarita and you'll be happy. Mojitos are my signature drink, so just take one of those to go during cocktail hour and you'll love some tacos. Oh, tacos.
Least favorite food. Second least favorite to sushi, so at least we're not having that. Yeah. I wish we were having steak, but you know what? We have a budget.
That's right.
We have a budget.
It's tacos or nothing.
I'm spending the food budget on Botox and lip filler.
Can I get half?
I'm not gonna lie. That's another. That's
can we
another
split
prep.
A vial? Can I get a little bit?
Oh no! I need all the vials they got, baby.
This sounds like a lot of stress.
Oh, it's not stress. It's blessed.
She's not stressed. She's got nothing else to
She's
do.
She's showing up.
Listen. I asked her, I was like, where should I get suits for groomsmen? She goes, I don't know. Look it up. I said, you've been living in this city for literally your entire life, and you tell me to look up where to get suits for groomsmen?
Google it.
I was like, I had one question. And she just goes,
why would I know
she
that?
She goes, I don't know.
It's been a long time since I've been to prom, okay?
And sometimes she's like, oh, do you need help with any wedding stuff? No. And then I come up with a couple random questions, and she goes, I don't know, ask Dad.
Listen, Linda. Do you know what I've been doing for your wedding? I want to show you what I've been doing for your wedding. Do you see what's on my hand?
It's either ink, paint, or Lord knows what else.
It is paint splatter from the house I am renovating to pay for the wedding with the profits, okay?
That's true.
It's the wedding house.
And at this point, we've sent so much money, I don't know if there is going to be a wedding. Don't make me cut out my Botox.
Mama needs her Botox.
That's right.
I'm just kidding. Wow. I'm just kidding. It's been fun.
Been fun. Yeah, sounds like it. Wow. Woo. Well, if you're planning a wedding, Godspeed.
If you need a house, let me know.
Give me a call. Doesn't matter what generation you're from.
Not at all.
Which, by the way, have you guys heard there's a new generation? Never heard of it. And I'm not talking about Gen Alpha.
Okay.
I'm talking about like in between CC yours and mine.
There's a new generation from...
Between Gen
X and Y.
Gen X and Y, yes. Between yours and the millennials here.
What?
I've never heard of this before.
Okay.
The new generation, which was born apparently between about 1975, 76, and 1985, is the Xennials.
Xennials?
Xennials.
What characterizes a Xennial?
Well, it's the fact that they're between the ages of 39 and 49. They are the generation between the we drank water out of the garden hose the time.
That discussion.
To then when technology really started to make a play. So it's this 9-10 year gap of people that were like extremely in the middle.
Really?
They started out in Little House on the Prairie and they ended up in the Jetsons.
Really?
Yes.
That's very interesting.
The Xennials.
Do you know I received my first email when I was a senior in college?
Okay, what year is this for?
I graduated in 97.
Oh, boy.
And yes, there was email before 97, but I'm not very tech adept. And so do you know what happened?
Oh, no. Did you send it to the wrong person?
I finally had to start using email because they kind of made it a requirement by the time it was 1997. It was like, CC, get on board. The professors were like, now we're sending out your homework assignments via email. I had avoided it up to that point. So I had to go to the library where you would get your email because people didn't have their own computer. Well, some people did. I was a late adapter.
Let's be real. The rich people in the mid-90s had email computers.
That's true.
No shame, but still.
And so I go to the library, and I had to have somebody show me how to get onto my email. And a boy had asked me on a date over email when I was a freshman. Didn't get it till I was a senior.
You ghosted hard.
Wow.
Ghosted hard.
Before it was a thing.
And by then it was too late. Lucky you, Eliana, because I met your dad way after that. Actually, that's one of the ways I landed your dad, is I had gotten a Nokia cell phone.
Oh, wow.
And I went over to his house and I was like, can you help me program my phone?
Oh, no, you played the damsel in distress.
The first
card.
Number he plugged in was his.
Oh, that's number. Smooth. Wow. That's real smooth.
Good job.
Isn't that cute?
Wow. So every time you hear that, your heart flutters.
Yeah, totally.
Reminds me of my main squeeze.
Really?
Here's the funny thing, though. Nowadays, if somebody emailed to go on a date, you'd be like shut down so hard. Yeah, right. That's the lamest, worst approach.
It's funny because Dave was always super tech adept. He is the tech person in the family, but then you had to help him with something.
Oh, okay. So last night, we're all sitting in the living room, just hanging out, chit-chatting. And mom hands my dad her phone. And he looks at his screensaver. First of all,
he wanted to see my phone because my son is on a travel baseball team. Oh, this, and there is a mom's text that I never read.
He should be in the mom's text, but the moms don't like let him.
Because
they don't let him because he's not a mom. Right. I'm the mom. But then I don't pay attention to any of the details. And so I said, because Zane was trying on his new uniform. And I was like, I think somebody said we need to get white baseball pants this year. And he's like, white pants? What about white pants? And I was like, I don't know. Someone said something or there's something in the mom's text. Something, something. And he so he's freaking out.
He's like, let me see the text. Let me see the mom's text. No,
give me your phone.
And she's like, I don't know. It might have just been a conversation at practice.
Yeah. Give me your phone. So I throw my phone at him. I don't even know where the mom's baseball text is.
Launches it. And you go.
Yeah. Okay. So then.
So her screensaver is like a picture of all her kids, right?
Love that.
But we're in black and white, and the background's yellow. It's like a sticker. It's almost like you took a sticker of us, of the picture.
I can't show you because I don't know where my phone is.
Is this a trend or just a thing?
Recording the podcast.
Oh, what is it? So more about Dave's the tech one in the family.
I've been looking for my phone for 10 minutes. I'm staring at it.
By the way, your glasses are in your head, but anyways.
So her background is like a black and white sticker of us, and then it's like a yellow background.
Very
aesthetic.
And
my dad looks at me and goes, how do I do this? How do I do this? I said, I haven't been here in 2 months. I didn't set this up.
2 whole months.
I don't know how to do it.
She came home with an attitude. Can you tell? Can you hear it in her voice?
It's an hour delay.
Look it up, mom. Blah, 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 blah.
No, so then he launches me his phone across the room and goes, figure it out. I figured it out in 2 minutes. It wasn't that hard.
No, I need you to figure it out because that weird color combination, I like it on my home screen, but then when I'm on the other screen, it's all blurry and awkward.
So I figured it out. So I made his background blue, and it's like a black and white sticker of us kids, and then the background's blue. And from across the room, I'm like, is this blue good? And he goes, make it lighter. And I was like, there's only so many options. And he was like, less green. And I was like, okay. I was like, this is the last color option you have. And he was like, looks good.
He was done.
And then he was like, but the home screen picture's messed up. So I had to figure that out. And
I don't think we should be talking about him on the podcast today, Ellie. I don't know if he was super happy when we were talking about him last week. Picking up the shoes and all that.
So there's a bunch of shoes in your foyer now, so he's doing okay this morning.
Well,
so,
yeah.
Ellie, I want you to know in about 35 years, this is your future.
It's true.
You're going to be taking care of mom and pop, Cece and Dave.
You're going to have to program the flying car. Yeah.
Because they're going to be hitting all the floating trash cans.
The phone is the key. You do not need your own keys.
Where's the latch?
It's
going to be a good time.
I know.
You're excited.
I know. It'll
be great.
Woo.
Woo. I don't know what retirement home you'll be in because all the money will have gone to the wedding, but.
I'm only wedding number one.
Oh, yeah. You got three more to go.
Heaven help us.
Zane will be fine.
Yeah, Zane will be fine.
I think Mallory is going to be sufficiently happy with some kind of backyard barefoot situation.
That's what she was telling me the other day.
Yeah. She minimalist?
She's not bougie like you. How'd you get so bougie?
Everyone says that, but everyone in this family is a tad bougie.
It's true.
You're the most bougie.
Piper's ordering Abercrombie shorts at the age of 16. Piper, I got my first pair of Abercrombie shorts in college.
Piper's a whole new level. So Piper's 15. She's a freshman in high school.
Oh, yeah. Fun age.
She just got voted best dressed.
Second year in a row.
Is there even like a competition for that at school?
Clearly.
Well, of course.
Here's what I don't understand, and I was very mad at her about this.
Uh-oh.
Okay. So Piper got her style from her two older sisters.
Yeah.
And she does have a great style.
She does.
One of the things I love about Piper is she takes care of herself. If you're a youth pastor, you see a lot of freshman kids. They wear a lot of sweatpants.
It's trending.
Right?
Very much so.
Not Piper. Piper puts herself together when she goes into class and she does her hair. She wakes up early and she does her hair. She looks good. She deserved best dress.
She shows up and shows out.
So then they were going to do the picture for the best dress, and she looked adorable. Beautiful hair. She has auburn hair like Ellie. Beautifully curled hair. Looking great, right? And then she comes home. She's kind of dejected. She's like, the pictures got canceled. They got moved to tomorrow. I'm like, okay. She comes downstairs, beautiful, second, whatever, looking gorgeous in a different outfit. They rescheduled the pictures again.
Again? Mm-hmm.
Third day for rescheduled pictures.
She's over it.
She comes downstairs and she's doing a slicked bun, which is a thing right now, but they slick their hair back so tight they've got to have a headache. And then they use a grease stick to stick any flyaways back.
What's a grease stick?
It's greasy slick back hair, and she's wearing a sweatshirt my grandma would have worn. It's got three, is it bears?
Yeah, they're bears. It's from Yosemite.
No, it's got three bears on it.
Oh, not Chicago Bears. We're talking real bears.
What are you wearing? She goes, my Yosemite sweatshirt. I said, that sweatshirt says Yosemite. This is Yosemite. A sweatshirt they sell to grandmothers who are visiting Yosemite. And she goes, Yosemite.
Keep in mind, you enrolled her in Spanish immersion in preschool. So that's really all she has to base it off of.
She has no idea of the sweatshirt she ordered online. And she said it was trending. And I was like, this is going to be in the yearbook forever for posterity. And you're wearing a Yosemite bear sweatshirt?
Yosemite.
Guess what? There's another girl who got voted best dressed, like two of the kids. Guess what? Sweatshirt.
Same sweater. Yosemite. No way. That's crazy.
Same hairstyle. Same sweatshirt. Everything.
Same.
What?
Yep. Yosemite. It's trending.
Who is setting these trends, first off?
Grandmas. Grandma chic is trending.
Grandma chic.
Especially coastal grandma is really trending.
Okay. Do you remember a few years ago when all the millennials were dyeing their hair gray? Is this starting as well, too? Because this could be the next step.
I don't think.
Who was dyeing their hair gray?
This was like 2017. This was a thing. Millennials were like.
They kind of went silver.
Yes. With the man bun and everything. This was.
The man bun millennial trend needed to die.
It's over. I loved it. If it's not cinnamon buns, get out of here.
Well, you loved your granola guys in college.
I love a man bun.
You loved your hiking men of the mountain who didn't email you in three years back. You're totally my vibe.
Chicken black coffee that we made over the fire in the morning.
From coffee grounds from the earth.
This was a date I went on in college to the coffee shop, okay? He shows up like man bun boy. He shows up reading.
Thank goodness this guy is not my dad.
I know. He's reading Nietzsche.
What is that? Is that another national park?
Exactly. Exactly. And I was like, are we talking about Nietzsche today? Deep theological discussions I never understood.
So that apple did not fall far from the tree.
Yeah, I was planted in that field too. They'll start talking about all these big theological philosophical words.
Oh,
and I'm like,
I pretended, just like I pretended to be into hiking and not shaving my legs.
Oh, you want to know one deep philosophical question that I was asked as a freshman in high school by a boy?
Please. This
is hilarious.
Hit us.
I was freshman year of high school. I was some guy texted me and asked, if you could be an animal, what animal would you be? So first of all, this is not my kind of question.
She's type A, too straightforward.
I don't care. Yeah. what do you think a standard answer to that question would be?
I would guess something heroic, like an eagle or a lion or something, like a big bear, powerful.
Yo, this guy responds.
Oh, right? No.
I would. Well, first, I responded to the question. And I said, I don't know, a dog? Like, I've got no clue. He replies and he said, I'd be a dolphin with the spirit of a dog.
What is that supposed to mean? A dolphin.
Okay.
She was like,
bye.
I think he got ghosted after that. I was like, dude, I don't know.
There's certain speeches people give. Some don't understand. Who knows? Wow. A dolphin with the spirit of a dog.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, they both kind of bark.
I guess, but like, how do you think of that as a freshman guy?
That's weird.
You know what I would be?
Me! Yeah, no.
That's right. Yeah. A few episodes back, anytime you play pretend, I'm going to be me.
The superhero is me.
Yeah, I know my character. I'm not going outside the script. It's good. I was telling my youth group kids this. I'd be a duck.
Why a duck? Because you get fed all the time. You just get little pieces of bread.
Bingo. Secondly, you get to swim all the time. And third, you get to fly around. Ducks have the best life ever.
Honestly, that's fair.
Do ducks fly?
Gosh, yes. Yes.
Do they?
You've never seen a duck take
I
off?
They waddle.
It's a process. Oh. It's like trying to get the Airbus going.
You thought
going.
About what animal you would be, and you chose a duck.
Well, I've been asked so many times. I really have.
A duck with the spirit of a what?
That's the real question.
That's right.
That's the kicker.
A duck with the spirit of a goose. Bigger and better, baby. That's a really interesting question to ask.
It's something.
Right. It's an interesting question, but the answer was really just a level deeper than the question itself. Like like you said, lion, maybe, like eagle, dog, you know, whatever. But then to mix two, that's next level.
You know what I think? I think he asked that just so he could share his answer.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course
he was
he
so
did.
Excited.
Absolutely.
Dating in this day and age is so weird.
Not even humans anymore.
My daughter Piper, the one, the best Yosemite. This boy tried to add her on Snapchat, which is that how someone shows interest, perhaps?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I said, ooh, what'd you do? She goes, blocked him.
I know my worth.
I was like, why did you block him? Because I'm feeling so bad for this boy. And I'm like, he put his heart out there.
Sure.
And she
got
stomped
rejected.
On it.
A Snapchat ad isn't really that deep.
She goes, he swears. Block.
Girlfriend's got standards.
So
good for her.
Piper's very put together. She has the high standards in the sense of she knows what she wants. Yeah. She knows what she doesn't want.
You want to date Piper, man, you got to be of high moral character.
You got to have silver hair.
Something.
That's good for her knowing what she wants so
I
young.
I agree.
That's good.
Then the other daughter went on a date. I probably shouldn't talk about it, should I?
Yeah,
I shouldn't.
We talked about the whole family on one episode.
That's true.
I've got one kid who does not share a lot with her mama, okay? She's very private, close. She keeps things close to the chest.
That's me. Three sleeves, baby.
The reason I found out that the date brought her flowers is that she shared about it on TikTok.
Oh.
So the whole world knows. So I get the podcast now.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, right. It's public.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's public.
Public knowledge now.
I know. They were pretty flowers, too.
I didn't even see the TikTok. She didn't even tell me. I heard it from you.
I haven't seen the flowers. They must be up in her room, but they're on TikTok.
Weird.
That's super weird. Odd. You know what's really weird is, can we go back to the Grandma Chic thing for a minute?
Okay.
I can't wrap my head around this. So this is where young ladies are putting their hair back in a granny bow or bun.
It's a slicked back tight ponytail.
With a grease stick.
Later they'll look back and regret that choice, but for now they think they're awesome.
And old sweaters.
You thrift them.
Vintage
sweaters. She ordered it off of online.
Okay.
From PacSun. She ordered it off of a new website.
Here's an interesting thing. Not granny trend, but a lot of young dudes are also going thrifting for old sweaters now. That's become a massive mess. I'm talking like tattered
at the
ends.
I have seen that, yeah.
Yes.
It can be really cool for sports teams, for guys, because you can find really cool, like, vintage sports sweatshirts.
Makes sense.
That, like, the graphics were a lot cooler in the 90s than just the basic, like, words now.
True, they were better
Which
then.
Is a big thing why people, like why guys are especially going to thrift shops, because they can find, like, their favorite sports teams, and then they look cool and they're unique.
Yeah, because my brother got one, and it said, like, Myrtle Beach. And I'm like, you've never been to Myrtle Beach. Where did you, who did you
At
steal
he
this
He pronounced
from?
It correctly.
Yeah, Piper's never been to Yosemite Day, and I doubt she will now.
Listen, or Myrtle Beach.
We've never been to Yosemite or had sushi. So there's that.
It's so see, look how much more your families get to know each other over the years. Isn't it going to be fun?
Gracious.
It's going to be absolutely great.
Your kids are growing up. Isn't it the best?
It is the best. Actually, it is.
They all have fun personalities. You get to
know.
And
oh, we're so fun.
They're fun.
She loves us.
I won't. To tell you what happened last night.
Part of the reason I'm going to the wedding too, A, is to celebrate with you guys, of course, but also I've heard so much about your extended family. I just want to meet everybody.
I want to sit you at their table.
Done.
I was really close.
I ain't scared.
I started the seating chart. My type anus was showing.
Are we close Eliana to the bathrooms or far?
Eliana is texting me these things. I'm covered in paint. I'm covered in dust. I'm at the house that we're renovating every day, and she was like, who do you want to sit by at the wedding in June?
You're like, Dave?
That's the current seating chart state.
Oh, my goodness. So I'm looking at the seating chart for the wedding right now, Ellie just showed, and if you've ever seen a paint palette like rainbow, what do all the colors mean?
The pink is the bride's family, the blue is the groom's family, and the yellow and green are friends yellow and green are like friends.
Oh, I'm with the yellows.
Yeah, you're yellow.
That's great.
You're on the edge. You are by the toilet.
Great. I'm by the kitchen door and the bathroom door that'll continuously open against your chair.
Oh, man.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be great.
It's going to be a good time.
Man.
All right, pod friends. I gotta go.
On to the next paint job.
I have started another podcast.
Oh, okay.
And so I have to go record that one.
Wow.
So I better get some throat coat tea between.
This is the fun podcast. That one is the more serious podcast.
So that's gonna be Yosemite.
I'll let you know.
Yosemite, not Yosemite.
I'll let you know when it releases. We're doing four episodes before we even release. Before we even hard launch it, because most podcasts last two episodes.
Correct.
Right?
Yes.
We're on 139.
We've timed that by a lot.
I don't know why we keep going, but we do.
If you want more of the Momillennial Podcast, well, then subscribe. That way you'll get new episodes without having to do the work, and that's totally our jam.